This is the September 2020 monthly Factor Views from Market Desk Research. The Factor Views report is designed to simplify factor investing by focusing on the key drivers of risk and return. The report provides deep dives on core factors, key takeaways from our multi-factor model, and updates to all 8 quantitatively managed model portfolios. This month's title: Growth Recovers After Early Stumble. Investors Take on Increased Risk. Here's the main points. Growth claimed the top spot on August Factor Performance Board. The growth trade stumbled out of the gate to start August but recovered ground to outperform value by plus 6%. Growth has now outperformed value for 11 consecutive months due in large part to its tech overweight and financials underweight. However, the growth trade faces pressures ahead. Following its plus 43% last 12 months return, growth's next 12 months implied return is only plus 5%, which is the lowest among all factors, figure 7. From a valuation composite perspective, large cap growth trades nearly plus 3 standard deviations above its historical valuation composite average, figure 9. Note: for reference, 99.7% of values would be expected to fall within 3 standard deviations in a normal dataset. Large cap growth's current valuation is at an extreme level. Balancing all of this out is a lack of inflation, unprecedented Fed stimulus, and historically low interest rates. The options are not very exciting: expensive equities or low yields. Right now, most investors are making the choice to hold expensive equities. The party cannot go on forever, but Fed Chair Powell keeps extending last call. With large cap growth's dominance, it's easy to forget there are other factors. Momentum was the second best performing factor in August. We maintain our overweight for now, but watch out for the healthcare overweight heading into the presidential election. Low volatility and quality each provided unique data points in August. Low volatility has the most defined dispersion among its deciles, as the more volatile deciles outperformed lower volatility deciles, figure 32. Within quality, the lowest quality decile significantly outperformed the 9 higher quality deciles, figure 39. Both data points suggest investors are increasingly comfortable taking on risk, which is broadly positive from a market sentiment and rally duration perspective. Multifactor pulse. We noticed a split forming in tactical and strategic ETF positioning. Tactical ETFs are positioned more aggressively, 15% financials and only 5% consumer staples and 3% utilities. Strategic ETFs are less aggressive, only 9% financials and 9% consumer staples and 6% utilities. Refer to page 5 for the full details. Here's key takeaways from the month. Growth. 11 consecutive months of outperformance over value. Concerns about growth's expensive valuation, figure 9. Momentum. Blended EPS versus Russell 1000 remains strong, figure 49. Top decile outperformance highlights momentum trend, figure 46. Large caps. Stronger fundamentals compared to small caps. Tech overweight is a performance tailwind in current market, figure 28. Low volatility. Worst performing factor in August, figure 3, Russell 1000 year over year approaching plus 1 standard deviation, indicating potential sell-off, figure 36. Quality. Bottom quality decile outperformance suggests risk-taking, figure 39. High-yield investment-grade credit spread continues to compress, figure 43. MDR factor model portfolios. Growth portfolios continue to underperform due to tech sector constraint with its max 20%. 2Q20 earnings impact small-cap value returns. Thanks for listening to this month's Factor Views from Market Desk Research. Have a great day.